You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strohman. I'm excited to speak with one of my most inspirational former students, Taylor Sharp. He's an entrepreneur. He's a producer and co-director of the new documentary film, Hoops Africa, Ubuntu Matters. Taylor, I believe we first met, I think it was your first year at UNC, and you immediately impressed me with your kindness and dedication to service. And now you are continuing your purpose by connecting with people in the art and sport domains. I am so, so proud of you. Tell us where it all started and if you ever saw yourself as a Tar Heel alum traveling the country building your own career as an entrepreneur.
Well, thanks for that wonderful introduction, Dr. Strohman. It's wonderful to talk to you today. I don't know where it all started. You know, I have some little anecdotes of me being an entrepreneur as a young kid, of the selling the lemonade, you know, having lemonade stands and running into office buildings, collecting orders, going through the neighborhood and doing car washes and mowing the lawn and all of the things. But it was mostly when I started my nonprofit in high school, when it took it to another level of me realizing that if there was something in the world I wanted to create, it was there for the creating. And that followed into college as well. I had professors like you who empowered me and let me know my worth and helped guide the way to then do something with it. And it was then that I had started a company with some friends in college and had a nonprofit still and had some leadership opportunities on campus, to where I realized this whole balancing a lot of projects lifestyle was something that I enjoyed, and traveling places for different projects was something that seemed right. So I think it was then, in college, as I was balancing a lot of different projects that took me a lot of different places, where I realized I think this is my calling.
Well, I'm not going to let you get away without mentioning that amazing company that you started in high school, Casting for Hope. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Casting for Hope is a nonprofit in North Carolina. Indeed, I started it on my way out of high school with my high school English teacher, actually. And what we do is we use fly fishing and we support women with gynecological cancers. So I lost my mom in high school to ovarian cancer. And it was fly fishing that I found as a refuge in Western North Carolina during that process. So I wanted to figure out a way to use fly fishing for good, to channel that emotion I had around my mom's loss for good. And that's when we started putting on charity fly fishing tournaments to raise money for a cancer clinic in Asheville. And today we have financial and emotional assistance wings, to where we, on a daily basis, are helping out families who are going through gynecological cancers and helping them out both on the financial side, but we also take them out fly fishing and give them retreats in the mountains away from the clinical setting.
And that is such a beautiful, beautiful way to serve others. You know, I'm thinking about that very powerful movie about fly fishing and looking at the beauty. What is the name of that film?
Oh, man.
Anyway, it escapes me right now.
Me now, but yeah.
Yes, with that movie and just looking at such a powerful expression of being in touch with nature and sport. So I know that is a very, very meaningful company.
A river
company.
Runs through it.
Yes, thank you. See, bright minds.
And truly, I mean, there is something about getting out in nature and allowing, you know, you to escape from your own problems and be lost in what you're currently in. And we realized that was something worth channeling, not only to use the power of sport, of all these fly fishermen and these anglers, to rally them for a good cause, but also we found that there was worth in bringing women out into the streams to once again be focused on the restorative process that is standing in a river to get away from clinical setting. So it was my mom that left me with these words of, you can focus on your problems or you can focus on your purpose. And I think she teed it up for me to then, you know, take my problems and turn it into purpose. And at that age, that was Casting for Hope.
Well, that's wonderful, and you do that well. So you mentioned your high school teacher. Did you have any other particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have had a lot of people along the way that uplifted me and enabled me to do the things I'm doing now. Definitely started back in high school with John Zimmerman, but then, hey, I got to UNC, and you were the first person, Dr. Strohman, who kind of took me in that way and began to guide and mentor me. I had you in that first year seminar, the sport
That's
entrepreneurship
right.
class, but you were the one who got me involved in Carolina Sport Business Club, which I would later be president of and work directly with you and on all of the basketball analytics summit that, you know, we brought to school. And,
yes.
And you were the one who viewed me, and I was trying to figure out, do I want to do business school? Do I want to do sport administration? Do I want to do journalism school? And you said, hey, you have a mission here, a specific interest in what you can accomplish on this campus, and maybe that would be accomplished through doing an interdisciplinary study. So it was you that introduced me to the concept of building our own major, which was centered around the philosophy and business of sport and how sports reflect and affect society. And in many ways, that set me off for what I'm doing now. So, yeah, you were the person at UNC who first took me in that way.
Well, thank you for that. So, you know, I'm going to switch subjects because I don't want to talk about myself. But, you know, there's a lot going on in the world, and I'm always curious about how folks navigate and what they do for self-care. So, switching gears, what moves you to tears or laughter? Any good books or TV shows that you stay engaged with? I just got in tune with Homeland, that very, very moving series on Showtime around the CIA. And I'm very, very happy that I only have two more episodes to watch because it's definitely affected my work life. So what moves you to tears or laughter?
Well, I think I do find a lot of power and emotion in being able to experience your own and be cognizant of it and be able to harness it for others through storytelling. So I'm pretty infatuated with the idea of watching shows or listening to podcasts or reading books that can do that. I think one series I watched recently was This Is Us.
Yes.
And This Is Us is a really beautifully done series that is very emotion provoking and is really good. The last movie that brought me to tears was, actually, I do know, just this past week in New York, I watched Spike Lee's most recent film, Black Klansman. And it was more tears fueled by rage, but I sat in the theater there, very emotional at the end, and I recommend everyone go see that.
Definitely. Very, very powerful film. So, Taylor, what drives you? What keeps you going each and every day? I know your schedule can be very, very hectic. Tell us what drives you.
You know, I fill my schedule pretty tight, like you said, but it's all the things that have pretty deep meaning to me, that are pretty personal to me, whether, you know, they're directly related to a powerful moment in my life, or there's something that I, you know, it's a project that I created. There's always that added motivation to wake up and want to do those things because I've kind of put them in my life for a reason. So I think it goes back to that, my mom's quote I told you a minute ago, that you can focus on your problems or you can focus on your purpose. I think since then I've lived every day with that mindset. So in the morning when I wake up, I realize I have these very purpose-filled projects in front of me, and that's enough to get me excited and motivated each and every day.
Well, let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Taylor Sharp, entrepreneur, producer, co-director of the documentary film Hoops Africa. We're back with Taylor Sharp. Taylor, tell us more about the Ubuntu film. How and why did you create it?
Well, I would love to talk about that. It's actually release week. We just released the film this week, so
congratulations.
I'm happy to tell anyone and everyone about it. Thank you. The film is Hoops Africa, Ubuntu Matters. It's a documentary. It's a collection of stories that celebrate the basketball's growth and impact on society on the continent of Africa. So I'll rewind. I actually, after my first year at Carolina as a part of the Morehead Cain Scholarship, I had a public service summer where I spent 2.5 months living and volunteering in Zimbabwe. And I worked with a Zimbabwean basketball organization called Hoops for Hope, which uses basketball as a vehicle to teach life skills. You know, use basketball to get kids to the court and then teach HIV/AIDS awareness and conflict resolution and gender equality and all these wonderful things. But it was this concept of Ubuntu, this African philosophy. It's a Bantu term. It derives from the Southern African region, and it's all about a common bond of humanity. It's about togetherness. It's I am because you are. And I think it's just such a beautiful philosophy and word that can be utilized by everyone, honestly. There's not anyone in the world that couldn't use a bit of Ubuntu in their lives. And I saw it that summer in Zimbabwe up close and personal. I remember we had a big shipment come in from the U.S. and Canada of a lot of sneakers and basketballs and jerseys, and we were able to distribute them in one of the communities where we worked. And that was such a joyous day because so many people were thrilled to you know, get their first pair of Nike basketball sneakers. And I remember one girl in particular, maybe 9 or 10 years old, who was just so happy that day. I saw her later that weekend when they were playing their games, and she was on the court, and I noticed she only had, she had a big red sock on her right foot and that Nike sneaker, and I noticed her on the left foot, she was barefoot.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, I just saw her the other day, the, one of the happiest on the court. And then, lo and behold, 3 minutes later or so, there's a sub or a timeout break, and in comes one of her teammates who has a big red sock on her left foot and a Nike foot on, Nike shoe on her left foot and barefoot on her right. And I realized this girl got a pair of shoes and gave half of it away. And that is like the Ubuntu term lived out for me, you know, much more about the group than the individual.
Yes.
So I left that summer very powerfully affected by the great work that Hoops for Hope does, and really in love with the people that I spent time with in Zimbabwe. So I had it on my mind that I wanted to be able to share these stories in some way. And it was actually on the flight home from Zimbabwe when I met my inevitable partner on this film, Dan Hedges. I was seated next to a guy about 10 years older than myself on the flight, the 17-hour flight home, who was also from North Carolina, coincidentally enough, and he was a videographer.
No coincidence.
We took that as a sign and ran with it. We said, you know, we should come back one day and collaborate on a project and tell these stories of Hoops for Hope that all can, you know, see and all can feel. But it was the narrative group since then, that since that summer in 2013, that meeting on the plane. I worked more and more in the basketball community. I worked at a sports agency that reps NBA guys, and I was working at the NBA League office in New York. And the NBA, on their end, was doing a lot on the continent of Africa. And in 2015, they were holding the first ever NBA Africa game.
That's right.
And of course, you were there for that. So you witnessed the historic moment that was the first time a U.S. professional sports league ever held a game on African soil. And Hoops for Hope, the nonprofit that I, you know, so love, was invited as a partner to teach life skills clinics. And my host little brother from Zimbabwe, who gave up his room for me when I was there living and working for the 2.5 months, was selected as a top prospect from Zimbabwe to compete at the Basketball Without Borders camp put on by the NBA. And I realized, you know what, this is no longer just a Hoops for Hope promotional video. This is a documentary about the NBA and about the work they're doing in Africa and about the legends who paved the way for the current guys, like my host little brother, Wichita. So that's how it all started. It was at that moment where I said, I need to make a documentary. And that's at that point, I suppose I became a filmmaker.
Wow. So how can people watch the film today? Any Chapel Hill showings? Tell us a little bit more.
Yes, so we just released on iTunes and Amazon. You can go and rent or purchase it. If you do, please review, just like Dr. Stroman did. She left a wonderful review for us. And you can also buy a DVD on our website. That's hoopsafricafilm.com/shop. Or go over to Best Buy or Target, Barnes & Noble. Their DVDs available online as well. And then we really want to bring this film. We want to do an Ubuntu tour of sorts. We want to bring Ubuntu everywhere and use the film as a mechanism to talk about this concept that I think we could all use a little bit of in our lives. So we just held our premiere in New York. The next place we're coming to is Chapel Hill.
Yes.
Tentatively, we have the date set for September 26th at Varsity Theater. So keep an eye out on our social media, Hoops Africa, and we'll be releasing that soon. We're going to Fairfield University. We're likely going to Yale. We're trying to take this film all over to colleges and high schools to be able to talk about basketball and sport for good, talk about a global society, but mostly talk about Ubuntu.
That's wonderful. How about repeating that website again?
Yes. Our website is hoopsafricafilm.com.
Wonderful. Now, you didn't graduate not too long ago. You graduated. And now you are out making things happen. You know, entrepreneurship is all about taking calculated risk and believing in yourself and, as you stated, walking in your purpose. Can you tell us one or two lessons that you've learned about being a successful entrepreneur just in this short period of time?
Sure. I think my path as an entrepreneur has been interesting because I've always been balancing multiple ventures at once. and none of them, and not any of them were necessarily like the other. You know, they might have had common threads, but they all were fairly different ventures, which I would say is, on one side, great. You know, your current idea might only be as good as your next idea in this constantly moving world, but at the same time, that can be daunting, juggling all those balls all the time. But it comes back to that walking in your purpose. If they are things that truly you feel are doing some social good for the world, or are so connected to your own ethos that, you know, you're going to be motivated to wake up each and every morning and work on them, then you have the ability to kind of forge forward and kind of create the things you want to create. So for me, it's been a balancing act of how I utilize my time and energy into different projects. But if it's all founded on that intense passion and very centered in why you're doing it and why you think the world needs it, then you'll kind of be amazed by what you can accomplish.
Boy, does that sound familiar. We'll be right back with Taylor Sharp, Tar Heel alum, entrepreneur, and former president of the Carolina Sport Business Club. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. We're back with Taylor Sharp, filmmaker and entrepreneur. Taylor, this has been a wonderful conversation talking about your film, Hoops Africa, Ubuntu Matters. Let's talk about you. Are there any sport executive leaders that people would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
That list is long, but I'll highlight one in particular. I've had the fortune of working in some ways in the basketball community for a few years now, some of that directly for the NBA. And so I have to start right there with the head of the NBA, Commissioner Adam Silver. I have utmost respect for the way that he has led by example at the NBA. I feel like he's just a very socially conscious sports executive, and he engages so well with issues in the world that go far beyond basketball, and he does well with engaging with his fans and his players. And I've always been very impressed by him, I think on a personal level too. There's a tidbit there is that he was a college business school roommates with actually the head of admissions at UNC, Steve Farmer. And Mr. Farmer had interviewed me for the Morehead Cain Scholarship when I was coming to UNC. So when I first met Adam Silver at an event when I was working for the NBA, we made that connection. And since then, he's always been wonderful about remembering that moment and knowing exactly who I was. And for someone like Adam Silver, you don't have to remember everyone you meet. So I found that I've been very impressed by his ability to lead the NBA at large and to also just be an incredible, you know, human to human person, making everyone feel very welcome at the NBA. So I have a lot of respect for him. And I was very thankful that he was willing to be in the film. I sent him a personal email asking if he'd be willing to be in Hoops Africa, Ubuntu Matters. And he got back to me within 5 minutes with excitement and a willingness to be in the film. So all of my touch points with him have been incredibly positive at a personal level. And then watching from afar, too, he just runs that league so well. And I think he's definitely someone we should all look at as a great example in sports.
Well, it's wonderful that you lifted up Mr. Silver and the NBA. When you think about the future of the leagues and the Big Four, definitely the spotlight is on the NBA, not only because of the great product that they put forth, but also how they've been able to balance leadership during this time of social justice change. So, Taylor, whose job outside of sports would you love to have if you're not traveling around the country and promoting your film and definitely staying in shape and getting your sleep and eating well? Whose job would you love to have?
Well, I was going to answer with something, but then the tail end of it might have been difficult to do so. But I'm going to stick with my initial response. Another person who I have greatly admired and have studied the way that he did things is not in the sports realm, but it is in the storytelling realm. It was actually Anthony Bourdain, who passed recently.
Wow.
But I was just at a point of very, very much studying all of his shows and reading his books and kind of understanding the way that he, as a storyteller, used food and travel as a blend for bringing people together. And there's an interview, I think it was Anderson Cooper possibly was interviewing him, where he said, you know, you have eaten a lot of crazy things over the course of time all across the world. Was there ever a time when you look at something and you say, nope, I just can't eat that. I can't bear the stomach ache that's going to be coming from that. And he gave a really interesting answer, which I think is pretty emblematic of who he was and what I would like to accomplish in my future work. Because he said, you know, we all can use food to relate, and that's what I'm using. And if someone put in their hard work into this food and they have their culture wrapped up within it, they are presenting me a little piece of them.
Excellent. And that's a great way to close out this conversation. Thanks again for spending time today. Taylor Sharp, entrepreneur, Tar Heel alum, producer, co-director of the documentary film Hoops Africa Ubuntu Matters. You've been listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill.